Hey guys, it's Nancy Press, your host. This is Live Cope LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Happy Women's Month. It is March 1st. And as you guys know, March 8th is International Women's Day. So the whole month of March, we're just going to be celebrating women. I've been doing some interviews with local women here in Colorado Springs. You guys have listened to them. And now I want to talk about hidden figures throughout history. Women that were essential to different parts throughout history that we honestly don't know anything about. And I got this idea because I wasn't able to sleep one night, and I love looking at the Smithsonian magazine online, and I came across just a bunch of different articles talking about women, and I was just so amazed. I had never heard of any of them, maybe one or two here or there, but there were just so many that had so many influential efforts and things that they did that I was just left dumbfounded. Like, wow, how did I not know about this? And I think it's important to celebrate those hidden figures, because those hidden figures really, really paved the way, even if we don't know that they paved the way, because they went into industries and they went into things that no one was going into. And so for the today, for March 1st, for our first hidden figure, I want to talk about Bessie Blount. So Bessie Blount was born in Hickory, Virginia. She attended Diggs Chapel Elementary School, a school established to educate only the children of free black people, former slaves, and Native Americans. So this already paints a picture for you, right, of what time we're talking about, what era we're talking about. It is here where she first learned how to remake herself. She was left-handed. She was a left-handed writing person. And in those times, that was seen as wrong, and quite honestly, teachers often reprimanded children that wrote with their left hand throughout the time, but specifically in this time period, her teacher was very mean about it. She would often hit her across the knuckles, make a point that she shouldn't write with her left hand. As a result, Bessie taught herself how to write not only with her right hand, with both of her feet, and even her teeth. Little did she know that this would later be an invaluable skill that would later help her and been something that would help so many. So Betsy really couldn't go past sixth grade. In those times, that was the only place up to sixth grade that the education she could have as a children of black people. In those times, we're talking about in the 1900s. And well, it's sad that that's a part of our history, but, you know, she was not able to continue her education, unfortunately. She could only go up to sixth grade because there was nothing else available. After she finished, she eventually was able to qualify for a college acceptance at a Union Junior College in Cranford, New Jersey. But that was all through her efforts, literally self-taught, so she could stay relevant and so she could pass these entry exams. Shortly after that, she went into nursing training at a community memorial hospital in Newark. And this hospital was owned and run only by black people of New Jersey. She went on to postgraduate courses at Panzer College for physical education, hygiene. And so she really, like, education was a big thing for her, because she knew that it was important to focus on education. That was really the only way she was going to get out of the circumstances where she was at. Maybe she wasn't going to be able to change the climate in which she was living in, but certainly she could change the ability for her to go toe-to-toe with some of these other folks at that time, right? And it's incredible what she was able to accomplish. So as she was pursuing her medical education, we started World War II. In 1941, so she responded, and, you know, she put country first, even though country was not putting her first, and she went on to using her nursing skills to volunteer for the Red Cross, Gray Ladies at Base 81, which she used to serve in the New York and Northern New Jersey area. Now, during this time, she met countless hundreds of injured soldiers, and there was lots and lots and lots and lots of amputations during the time. It was just the unfortunate time in history that we were at. And a lot of the folks, a lot of the veterans had upper limb amputations. And now, given her history of learning how to write with her feet and her teeth, she passed this on. She taught some of these veterans how to do that. She worked with them. Now she later on, also in her spare time, would work with artists and photographers posing for medical sketches and photos, and she learned the art of sketching, which later on would help her sketch and create a device that would help folks with disabilities, with, not with amputation in particular, upper mobility amputations, to be able to eat and feed themselves by simply clicking one button. It is incredible, incredible that she was able to do this. And it doesn't stop there. So not only did she create this device and, had a prototype sent to the BA, the BA rejected her. The BA was like, "No, thank you. We don't care for that." So for 3 years, she tried, and she finally got, a sit-down interview. And again, not surprising, BA was like, "No, thank you. Like, next," right? I don't know if her race, her color had anything to do with it. Again, we're talking about 1948 times in racial divides were very, very strong in the country. And although, she was looking to do something amazing for the vets, the VA just wanted nothing to do with her. So she kept trying, trying until she found a Canadian company to manufacture it. They were all about it. And eventually she found a home for it with the French army, with the French military. And really, she gave it all away for free, absolutely free, zero cost to the French military. Why? This, and I'm quoting, "A color woman is capable of inventing something for the benefit of mankind." And not only that, but black women were not only meant to, rear children and watch, be maids. And it's incredible what she had to go through in order for her invention to be put to use. Now, she continued writing, tech writing skills for veterans and with disabilities. She really, really made a huge impact. She had a lot of publications. She started consulting with different police departments, and examining not only handwritten documents to detect forgeries, right? So all of this stuff that she went through as a kid, like, really propel her into this amazing woman that she became, and it propelled her to create a way for herself, right? And as I read her story, I was just so inspired and so amazed that I didn't know her name, that I didn't know that she had this huge of impact. It is crazy to see what racial divides will do. I know those were different times, but we're not far from them. We still have a lot of racial divides left and right, and women throughout history have just persevered and pushed and made a way for them to be able to create, and not only that, but create for mankind, not just for the sake of, creating. And it's really like the invaluable invention she made, the life that she gave back to these veterans that now could at least feed themselves is just amazing. And for this, she's a hidden figure that we want to honor and that we want to remember. And women have made so much impact throughout history, but oftentimes they're forgotten. So I don't want Bessie Blount to be forgotten. I want her to be celebrated for what she did. And shame on the VA for not realizing that she was trying to contribute to something amazing that could have helped so many. And it took the French military and a Canadian company believing in her for her to be able to get it made. But you know what? Eventually, the United States military also benefited from this, but they could have led the way. But they let racial division and, among other things, get in the way of that.
So don't let anything get in the way of you. Remember, Betsy, next time that you're feeling frustrated, my goodness sake, she went through so much, and nevertheless, she persisted, she persevered, she invented, and she made a mark that left an impact on all mankind. And we want to thank her for that. So guys, you too can be an inspirational woman. You too can create a way where there might not be one. All you have to do is continue to push forward, continue to create a way where there isn't a way, because it is always possible. And don't think that the impossible is not possible. If you believe, you will create the reality you seek. If you believe and you are constantly working towards that goal, no matter how many times the door shuts on you, it is possible for one door to open and for that to be the only door you need. Again, guys, don't let nothing stop you. Betsy lived a long, beautiful life. She died in 2009, and her life and her memory will live on through her remarkable story, through her patent designs, and through the descendants of her signature invention. If you want to keep up with Life Cope, you can do so on social media, Life Cope LLC. If you want to listen to us or go to our website, it is lifecopeapp.podomatic.com. If you want to keep up with me, it's nancyguyperez.com. Thank you for coming and listening to this episode. And again, you too can be an influential woman in history. Don't ever let a door shut on you. Be happy, be healthy, be well. I'll catch you next week. See ya.